Welcome to The Impact Project, the best podcast for young millennials to learn about and get involved in the business of sustainability, impact investing, and all things for purpose. My name is Ray, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Lucy. Lucy, how are you?
Very good. Welcome everyone to our first episode of Impact Catch-Up. In this series, we share stories of young leaders around us, aspiring to create impact and positive change to help inspire you to get involved as well. For this very first episode, we are joined by Nikki and Nicholas Sajadi, good friends of ours who also happen to be identical twins. They are the co-hosts of the Quarter Life Hack podcast and are actively building a story-sharing community for young millennials out there.
In this episode, we talk about Nikki and Nicholas's journey as recent graduates to starting their own podcast and building a community. We then discussed how millennials can best deal with uncertainty and challenging times, as well as the importance of story sharing. Most of all, we really enjoyed hearing about their experiences and some of the lessons they've learned along the way. We hope you enjoy this episode, and let's dive right in.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Also, happy Mid-Autumn Festival, everyone. Mm-hmm. A few months back, I was here as well with you guys, yes, recording for your podcast.
Yeah.
And this time it's the other way around.
Yeah.
The question that I've had and I asked you guys before, I'm still curious, is how is it like having a podcast as identical twins?
Yeah. Very interesting question. I think firstly, as an identical twin, we just have a very similar voice. So that is one thing that our listeners always complain about whenever they listen to our podcast. They just couldn't figure out who's talking. Is it Nikki or is it Nicholas? You know, even our names are the same, right? So it just makes the whole thing more confusing. But as long as the content is there, I guess that should be fine.
It doesn't matter where it comes from.
Which technically can be a good thing, because if you say something wrong, technically there's a 50-50 chance that this guy's got it right.
That's why.
You know, all the bad things come from this guy, which is Nikki, by the way. Comes from Nikki.
My brother, I'm Nicholas. Just saying.
But there are also good things as well, I think. I guess living with my brother for 24 years, we kind of know each other very well. And so we have a good coordination in terms of, you know, when to speak, what to speak about.
Yeah, we kind of know like who to speak, when to speak kind of thing.
Yeah, so, that's right. So I guess that's really the pros and cons of having a twin as a podcast host.
Very interesting.
Can't ask for more.
So I'm sure our listeners would really love to learn more, a bit more about both of you.
Yeah.
So we'd really love for you guys to give us a bit of a personal introduction. Your journey, how you got here to where you are today, how you got into podcasting. So maybe, Nicholas, do you want to start us off?
Wow. All right. Let's do that. So yes, maybe just a bit of background, I guess. We met each other in Isaac. So
yeah.
We were doing, we are in UNSW.
Yep.
We joined a society called Isaac, which is a society where they try to get people to be more open-minded and get people to live abroad or volunteer abroad. Did Bachelor of Commerce there, and I guess the reason why we want to do podcastings, which is very relatable to the current episode that we are doing, is to kind of just share some of the stories that we had, but also some of the stories that other people had that I guess wasn't told or out of it, like it wasn't shared to anyone else. But I think it's those kind of stories that really can actually help people who are going through a similar path. It's not going to be the exact same thing, but still, story can actually help you to inspire other people to who are going through that, to actually just at least feel a sense of belonging in some ways, that you're not going through that alone.
Yeah,
that so many other people are going through that. So that's also kind of the gist of what our podcast is about.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just trying to share as much as possible about the life that we had, like as a quarter life, things. We have so many things that we had problems with and all that everyone, or I guess most of the people going through it is facing it right now. So yeah, that's kind of just a brief
and then like, he's just gonna say copy and paste.
This is what happened when you have a twin in the podcast.
You just predict whatever you think or whatever you want to say. But well, yeah, essentially we have a very similar background. So yeah, even the degree is the same. The society we joined is the same. But yeah, just to add on that, I think it kind of sparked because after we graduate, we sort of have this quarter life crisis moment where crap, like what are we going to do? Like what career path should we take? And even financial planning, personal finance, you know, all this kind of stuff just start to get to you, all this adulting stuff. And when we discuss this with friends, we usually get very deep conversations, right? And this deep conversation is something that like, at the end of the conversation, you feel like, man, I hope I could have recorded that. Because I feel like if we were just like, someone could just even be involved and hear that conversation, they could really just take a lot out of it, just like we have. And I think that's where the idea of podcasting came to mind. And also because podcasting is also getting popular, a lot of people are actually listening to it. So it's a great way to actually share this kind of conversational content. And also thus our podcast name, Quarter Life Hack. Which is really targeting thank you which is really targeting to the quarter life first, which is us millennials going through this phase of life. And yeah, we're just trying to give hacks and tips to maybe empower their lives in some ways.
It's really, I thought that the idea is very incredible. I listened to many episodes myself, and I follow you guys on Instagram as well. I found many of your story sharing very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, hopefully everyone who's listening, go check it out afterwards.
Thank you so much.
Actually, Lucy, can I just ask, like, you know, among like the stories that we've shared, like which one actually like have touched you the most?
I think I was listening to one recently. The one that you guys talk with the Indonesian entrepreneur.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ruby. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Quarter life.
Very
crisis,
interesting.
Yes.
Journey.
Yeah.
He has changed his career 9 times.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And like, you know, spending a lot of times figuring out what he wants and what his passion is.
That's
which
right.
is, I think, what many people like our age are going through, like similar, I guess, struggles and like, you know, getting into the job market. Yeah, so like I found that extremely relevant.
Yeah,
and like some of the hacks that he shared was very helpful.
True.
He's
very experienced speakers. That's why we're very honored to have him.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think the episode got us the most traction actually out of all the other episodes. Glad that helps you guys too.
Maybe invite him back sometime.
Oh, actually, no, we could. Yeah,
it would be an honor to have him back. Shout out to Ruby if you're ever listening to this. But yeah.
So, you know, it was awesome to hear how far you guys have come as well, and really the idea and the inspiration that sparked you guys to really start this podcasting journey.
Yeah.
So one thing both Lucy and I'm sure our listeners as well, would really love to learn more about is what have been some of the challenges and also most rewarding aspects of this whole podcast journey that you guys have been through so far?
Ooh, yeah. I'll let my brother share. I know he's gonna say something. You see, this is a telepathy thing kind of thing. Like, all right, I know he's gonna share first. Let him do
what,
it.
You wanna share? It's okay.
No. I'll give additional input. It's very alike, I guess.
I
but yeah, you can share.
Okay, I'll share first. I gotta say honestly, I think the most rewarding experience is when we are able to engage with the audience, and we engage them through Instagram, through stories and questions, and they send us replies, send us stories about how that actually helped them, and I think that is one thing that really was rewarding, because we didn't know how this would honestly bring. We record it and we share our stories, but it's really hard to hear what impact this will bring.
That's true.
And then suddenly, like, someone will just, you know, direct message us. And this is someone that we don't know.
Wow.
And they will, like, say, actually, this actually helped us a lot. I mean, maybe even just help their day a little better. Because our latest episode was about how life throws shit at you.
Yeah.
Right? That, because we had a lot of our struggles during this COVID period. And we shared about that. And it even we don't even know how to share how to solve the problem. But then just sharing the problem itself makes people feel relatable. And then they actually say, you know what? It actually helps me. Helps me encounter my day, my shitty day as well, because I know that some other people are also facing that. Same with me.
I think there was like, there was one follower who kind of just DM us and like, hey, I know this is a bit out of topic and all that, like, but yeah, I appreciate that you guys were sharing this and all that, and they are just sharing like this actually really helps me, even just by a bit, like, you know, just to get that new perspectives on like certain issue, certain things.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that was like, wow, that actually really will make our day. Like, I'm sure you guys have felt it too. I mean, like when people kind of just say that, like, thank you for like sharing this, you know. But yeah, like that is definitely one very, very important things.
Very important things.
Yeah. Yeah, but for me also another thing is like, you know, one thing that I get away from this is how much impact that it can bring to those people who is not just listening to it, but for those people who's actually sharing it too. Like, we realize that, like, after interviewing for some people, like, people actually discover something a bit more about themselves when they're doing this podcast. Especially just like the guys, when we're just talking it through, discussing it in the podcast. It actually benefits, like, I say, like, the trilogy where kind of, like, the guest benefits it, like, the one who's hosting it benefits it, and the listener benefits it too. So it's like a win-win-win situation. So, yeah, I totally agree, and, like, I think this podcasting does help in a lot of ways, more than, I guess, some can imagine. So, yeah.
I love it. Has there been any challenges that stuck out to you guys?
So we're taking turns now, is it? Alright, thank you. Yeah, I think one of the challenges that I guess something that we recently faced, so I guess something that's fresh also for us, is initially when we are trying to create a podcast, we were very excited. Like, we're trying to create names, we're trying to create like what are the logos and what are the, some of the things that we can, what are the topics that we can do, right? For this podcast. But I guess, like, I mean, similar to a lot of other things, things will kind of die down. The excitement kind of come on to a... Yeah, it will not be as the same as the usual ones. So, the challenge is kind of just to get, like, the reason why we actually created this podcast at the first place. To, like, remind ourselves, like, hey, we are here to kind of try as much as possible to share some of these stories and get our focus back on that goals. Sometimes, like, that could be hard. Especially when life happens, whenever you're busy with some other things, then that could be pretty challenging, and you might just use that as like, I'll do that next time, I'll do that next week, and I guess we are still doing it. But that's kind of some of the challenges that I guess I'm currently facing, actually. Kind of just like, hey, you know what, have the discipline to actually, you know, as much as possible to create this podcast episode, but also at the same time, we also do not want to force it. You know, we do not like want to just do an episode just for the sake of doing an episode. Like, oh, we haven't been creating content for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We need to create an episode, but it has to be something that's sincere, that we really want to share to other people at the same time. So it's kind of a mix of both. Like, we don't want to overdo it, but we have to do it at the same time, you see? So yeah, I guess, I don't know, that's one of the things that I face.
I love talking to podcasters because we share the same...
Same problem.
Same problem as well, yeah?
Yeah.
And even to add on that, I think also is... because we have two hosts, right? And I think this is the same for you guys. We have to somehow split the work in a certain way. So, you know, what do we do? Who's the one going to be editing? Who's going to be the one that is doing the publishing, posting, and all that kind of stuff? And of course, because we are living two different lives, we have two different focus, right? I might look at podcasts as a priority, and I would do this above anything else, where else whilst other might, you know, prioritize something else, might prioritize work, for example, right? So that difference in priority, I guess, could also face as a challenge. Just so that, like, just to know which work, which one are we actually doing, and whether we can actually try to make our work or delegation of work.
I think to align our expectations. That's something that we face.
Actually, that's
something
true.
Something that we face of a challenge initially. Like, I think Nikki is a bit like, let's churn, like, let's get this out. I guess he's more proactive in that sense, and I'm grateful for him to be more proactive. But at the same time, that also gives him the expectations for me to do the same. And it's not that I'm not into the podcast, but I guess for me, I like to have the balance. where podcast is definitely one of it, but there's some other aspect that I'm currently going through a certain phase of life. And yeah, I guess that's also the challenge, right? We are going through, even though we are like twins, we are also undergoing different phase of life in some ways. Yeah. Like I might be facing some challenges that I face personally, and he might not be, and he will not be able to fully understand that.
Yeah.
And that's why he thought that, oh, why are you not putting more time into it? And yeah, I guess it's to have that clear transparency, or that transparent communication with each other. Like, you know what? These are some of the things that we can do. These are some of the things that you can do, and all that.
Mm.
And yeah, give and take sometimes. Mm. Just have to give and take.
Yeah. I feel like this is like a coaching for
us. Yeah. Yeah. Like, really
like
soaking
like a therapy, like a counselling therapy.
Yeah, counselling us.
Podcasting therapy. But going off that whole theme of getting through these challenges, and off the theme of your latest episode as well, we were really curious to get your perspective on any advice that you would give millennials out there right now who've, I guess, gone through so much this year for everyone with COVID and with all the things that have happened this year.
Yeah.
What advice from both of your experiences hosting the podcast and for your own life experiences as well, would you give to other millennials out there, whether they're looking to start a podcast or just getting through tough times, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, maybe share a little bit of like the stories that you guys shared on your latest episodes.
Oh yeah, like all the
like the past few months.
So that actually happens to me mostly, which is Nikki. So shit happens a lot to me recently, just because in fact today is actually my first day of unemployment.
Really?
So I just
thought it was week before.
It was yesterday. Yesterday was the official day that they made me redundant. And yeah, that was one of the major factor that, you know, being redundant at this time is not really a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
We also had our podcast recording sort of deleted.
Lost.
Yeah. So long story short, pretty much we have pre-recorded recordings, four of them, and it got lost. And then, you know, so that hit us really bad as well. And then there's also visa issues. I might not be able to stay in the country for a long time, hope so.
Mm.
So that is, that feels like there's like triple shit just thrown at me at once. And of course that is, to be honest, like how I'll probably like look into this situation is, there's so much that we can control.
Mm.
Like if you look at it, like, you know, this whole thing can, some of them are mostly caused by the COVID situation, which causes my redundancy. Things like deletion of the file, that is really because the file somehow got corrupted in the machine, in the computer, which I wasn't able to control.
Yeah.
Right. And things like the visa, that was already there. There was, you know, that's in control with the government.
Mm.
So that is out of my control, right?
Mm.
And that's not something that I can do to actually maybe fix it. Maybe I can do it to fix it, but then like there's so much that you can do.
Mm.
And so actually during this time, there's this one very, very good quote that actually have lived and have actually like make me more positive.
Mm.
And it's actually a serenity saying, serenity prayer. It's actually a term called serenity prayer. And what it is that God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Mm. Mm. Very wise quote.
Because that quote is just mind-blowing to me, because a lot of times we get so caught up with the things that we can't control. Right? Like, I can get caught up with the whole redundancy thing and, you know, this whole thing, and I just, like, I go down this negative spiral.
Mm.
Yet, you know that those are the things that we can't control.
Mm.
Right? Why not just focus on the things that we can control, which is our actions and our thoughts, and, you know, having that positive mindset, and also just doing the best thing that we can. Like, now I have free time, I use that more for podcasting and launching my YouTube channel. So, like, see, that came up as a good thing as well.
Mm.
Right? So, I guess those really, I'll say that is really one of my strong advice as well for millennials that are facing very, very tough times at the moment.
Mm. Wow, it's a powerful story.
Yeah, wow. Wow. I'm almost going to be sharing almost the same thing like about that, but Something that I have also haven't shared about my story is also I during the COVID period, there's also some change in, I guess, some of my job roles that also gets me into like, I guess those phase where like, you know, you don't know what's gonna happen in the future kind of thing. So just a bit of context, like I think previously I was working full time at these specific companies. Mm-hmm. And then during when COVID hits, they do not have enough budget to keep me in. So I kind of have to be pushed back to like an agency side, and I have to be working there for 1 day a week. And I was just given like a 1 day notice for it. It was like, hey, like, sorry, like I can't keep you in here anymore. And like, you kind of have to work 1 day a week in these agency firms until like for further notice pretty much. And it was like, okay, wow, what am I supposed to do now then, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think at that point of time, I was like, just like, telling myself like, what can I have done better? I'm like, did I do anything wrong with it? Yeah, and then kind of just going through that phase, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll try to get the most time of it. So I'm working 1 day a week at that point of time. What can I do for the rest of my week? Right? So I try to look up into like, what do I really want to learn at this point of time? Right? What can I get by? I guess very similar to him, like when he's opening up a YouTube channel. But for me, I'm more passionate into like maybe coding stuff. So I went to online and like just searched on like a bunch of stuff, like how do I learn coding online? And because those are some things that we can learn online, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I found this really good platform called Codecademy. Whoever that wants to learn coding, it's a great platform for you to even learn. There's some like free trials for you to do that. But yeah, I just did that. And funny enough, like after that, I learned SQL. Yeah, it's one of the coding languages. And from my learning from that, it actually benefits me into my current role right now. Like, so just a bit of context, like during that 1 week, since I wasn't in the company anymore, I'm helping this agency in these projects. And then I'm also kind of learning different aspects of like codings and different part of my jobs. So the things that I've learned from like those previous like from Codecademy actually helped me a lot and leveraged me a lot from my current situations where I need to code. Where previously, where if I haven't made like that 1 week, I wouldn't have learned maybe as much. And then probably my responsibility might be way lesser than what I have right now. So I guess my key takeaway from that is, you know, like really uncertainty can go both ways. Right? It can go both. You might think that, oh shit, it's so uncertain, I really don't know what's going to happen. But it can go like, oh, it can go maybe bad. But it can be also something that's pretty good. And I guess the challenges that we all are facing sometimes, like, I'm such a strong believer that those things, there will always be a silver lining in those things. Like, what doesn't kill you really makes you stronger. There's those things. And it's true. Like, for you to be able to overcome those challenges, though, that in itself is already a silver lining. How you go through those challenges, and then you don't know what's going to happen. So I guess like the tips for me is just to embrace the uncertainty. And I'm such a firm believer, as much as like you try to get to control so many things in life, those are some of the things that you really can't control, and that's the future and the past. And you kind of just have to understand that, yeah, no matter what you do, there's no way that you can control that. And it's the same thing as this, as what he said. It's like you can't control some of those things. So the things that you can control is your attitude towards it, right? And I guess a good attitude to have is to embrace it. Like, you know, you know, like this kind of thing, that the challenges or the pain that I'm facing right now, one day, I guess, in the future, I will be able to be thankful for this pain that I'm facing right now. Because of that, that makes who I am. And I guess I just try to put into that mentality, I guess. Every challenges has its silver lining. So
I want to plug in a very nice quote as well. And this is actually one of my favorite quotes.
Oh yeah.
And I like quotes, so that's why I keep plugging in quotes. It says, sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck. And I think Nicholas' example literally just exhibit that you know, if he did it, like him not getting what he want, literally was that wonderful stroke of luck that allowed him to learn coding and allowed him to actually now get into a position that he wouldn't have ever gotten if it weren't for that things to happen. And the things about uncertainty I want to add is also like, I like to use an analogy of like watching Netflix series. You know, I'm pretty sure you guys have watched certain kind of a Netflix series. Just imagine going through one quarter of the Netflix series, and then somehow you know what's the ending gonna be like. You know, that is pretty much saying at our current state of life, at our quarter life, knowing in certain what our life is gonna be like, right?
Mm.
That's not gonna be nice, is it? Like, we won't have like the drama, we wouldn't have like that anticipation.
Yeah.
Honestly, the reason why we continue to live with the drama and continue watching is the uncertainty of what is going to happen next. The reason why we go to the next episode is because of that uncertainty, right?
That's
and that's how I kind of view it as embracing the uncertainty, is that this uncertainty is the one that keeps me excited. So why are we going against it? You know, we should actually be thankful that things are uncertain rather than having it figure out one quarter way through and it's just like, oh, is that it? Is that it? What?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Wow, like that's...
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. But I think, yeah, just amazing, amazing takeaways there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, thank you guys for sharing it as well. It's very intimate and personal, I guess, for both of you. To be able to share it, not only here in your podcast and like, on your social account. Like, it takes a lot of courage, and not everyone's willing to do that, to share something that's so vulnerable.
Thank you.
To them.
Yeah.
I guess not having knowing you guys for a few years, I know that you guys have always been quite open about sharing your personal stories. And I guess it's part of the reason why you guys started the podcast as well. So what do you guys think, like, why is this so important for story sharing?
Ooh, it's interesting.
I think story is something that we all can relate to, right? Like, stories is something that we all can follow. Like, we really are a strong believer that every single one of us, including listeners out there, that they have a stories to share. Like, and but then the most, and the most common thing that we always face is, no, I don't think I am that special. I don't think my stories is any different to anyone. I don't think anyone can learn from it. Right? But what we realize, and this also comes from our podcasting journey as well, is that we all have stories that we all can relate to and learn from. And no matter, like, even just sharing your struggle stories, you know, that can actually help a lot with people that are struggling the same thing, right? Yet a lot of times that people are struggling is like, nah, I don't know, man, like, I don't think anyone can feel me. I don't think that it will benefit anyone. I don't even know how to solve my own struggle. Why would I want to share it? Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's why I feel it's really important to share their stories. Because,
It's funny thing about stories. Like, I think we are always inclined to like stories even when we are young. You know, like, when we are young, the things that we like to hear is stories, right? We like to hear like fairy tale stories and all those bedtime stories and all that. And it's just something about story that makes us feel like you know, the imagination to be part of the stories and all that. And I think I'm just so fascinated by that, because like, there's so many things that you can actually learn from the stories. Like, we all have like different perception of everything, right? So like, a story that we all share here, we all could have a different perception of it, and we all could have taken something differently from that. And I like to just kind of sometimes even like listen through like some of the stories that I previously have listened to, because if at different phase of life, you will interpret the stories differently, and you get new learnings from that too. And I think stories is such an incredible way of just kind of showing ideas, or like sharing some of the some of maybe even concepts and ideas to many, to variety, or like diversity, like to as many people as possible, because everyone kind of have that innate like love for stories, right? Like, I was just like, I mean, I sometimes did like volunteering for like teach Buddhism for like elementary kids, and one way to actually bring like some of the concept for Buddhism is actually true stories. And it's very interesting about it, because you might think that those kind of stories is like fairy tale stories. It doesn't make sense in real life. It doesn't make sense. Like, we are talking about like animals, you know, being able to talk to each other and all that. If you think of it, like, really, like, that doesn't really make sense. But the whole point is not to make sure whether it makes sense, but what are the learnings that you can get out of it? Because that is actually more important than whether it is real or not.
Mm.
You know? And I'm just like fascinated, like, even like those kind of stories, you can touch like kids. Mm. Kids will be able to understand some aspect to it. And as adults, you're able to learn and still learn from the same stories, but yet, at a deeper level through our knowledge from it.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's actually very fascinating. And then there's also another thing about Life of Pi. I'm not sure whether you guys heard of it.
Mm.
Great movie, right?
Mm. Great movie.
And the part about the ending, about how the story about how this guy went through like this, the whole shipwreck and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was just asking like, oh, which story would you prefer? Do you prefer the more realistic stories about like me having to go through all those troubles by myself and all that? Or do you prefer a story where there's like tigers there and there's like hyenas and all that? And nah, people are usually more inclined to that tiger and hyena stories. A bit more unrealistic, but yet you will learn much more from it because you're more engaged, you're more interested in the stories. So yeah, it's very funny thing about stories where it can bring kind of like that kind of concepts into like just stories, and people can interpret it very differently. So
And have you guys found that your followers and your listeners have responded in different ways to the stories that you've shared in your podcast?
I'm not sure how they usually don't like share as much like how they take from the stories or the stories that we share. But I'm very certain that there's a lot of things that we share people might have interpreted differently. And that's fine. I think that's the art of storytelling, right? There is not just one way of looking at a story. And you can always like discuss, oh, I read this book, right? Maybe a fiction book, right? Oh, what do you think about the fiction? Oh, I find this guy pretty interesting, very nice. Then other person were like, really? Oh, that's interesting. I didn't find that guy interesting. I think that guy is like full of crap or whatever. but yeah, I think it's something that we can always discuss. And the funny thing about, or like the interesting about that is that you're able to find, oh, so many people, so many of us has different perspectives. And that's a learning in its own, right? Your own perspective is just your own truth. It's not the real truth in some sense. And it also makes you think about like, oh, what are those things that I have thought that is the truth? And that could just be your own personal truth. And I guess, yeah, you know, it kind of just helps you to reflect a bit more about it. But yeah, I just find it fascinating, I guess.
And we also, because we share like personal stories, not just through the podcast, but also through the Instagram. That was really where we are able to engage with our listeners or followers quite a lot. And also that's when we actually share a lot of our personal stories, opinions as well, on just on things and topics that we feel would relate to the millennials or to our target audience, right? And I think how we kind of view that is that a lot of times we really get really good reactions from them. Like they at the end, like they know what's the gist of what's the key takeaway of this story, and they're like, wow, I didn't realize, like, you know, people could be facing similar things and interpret it in a different way. Right. And then we interpret it in our own perspective, and they actually get quite a good takeaway from that. And I think, yeah, the engaging part, I think that really also adds a lot of value to the storytelling.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's I think you guys are doing a really good job with encouraging, I guess, having conversations going.
Thanks.
Thank you.
On your Instagram, especially. Seems like really good engagement.
Thank you.
Yeah, and like it got me thinking a lot of the times as well, like seeing the stories that you guys are sharing. I guess, like, so what's the next step for you guys? What are you guys planning for the podcast or the platform?
I would say we can be very ambitious. Honestly, I think we could be very ambitious. Honestly, if you can build up a platform like Jay Shetty, that would be amazing, right?
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, I think our ideas can really run quite well. So like, I'll probably just list a bit. Like, you know, podcasting, we also have a website on it that we plan. I think Nicholas was planning to post a bit more stories inside our website.
Like, so, book style.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. So not only that we can do it, not only we can share stories through the audio format, we can do it through the text format.
Yeah.
And also we also have a video format as well on YouTube. So that are definitely a lot of good trajectory of this platform. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's the good thing about stories, right? There's so many ways to actually tell the stories, and people can learn different things from different stories. Like podcasts, it's more engaging, it's more conversationalist and all that, and we're able to kind of share these stories as pure as possible, as genuine as possible. Writing can tell a different side of stories. You put much more thoughts into the words that you use. You put much more thoughts, or even more of your feelings at that point of time, because you can reflect it as you write. And it also helps you personally when you write stories like that. And of course, through videos and all that, there's like different elements to storytelling in that. So yeah, but I don't know, we try not to think too much about what's gonna happen to our podcast, to be honest. We literally was like, yeah, just go with the flow. You're going back to Indonesia, but we sure we can find a way. Sorry, Singapore. But yeah, we were able to find different ways of like making sure that the podcast still happens. And yeah, I think like how you even come up with some of the episodes is just like, you know, what are some of the struggles that we are facing right now that we think that we want to discuss. Not even like... I think for most of the podcasts that we had, the episodes that we had there wasn't like a concrete solution to it. It was merely just a discussion of our experience going through that. And I think that's enough. That's enough. Like, you don't really have to give all the solutions out there. Like, hey, this is how you solve the equation or whatever, right? It's literally just like, hey, these are some of the struggles that we face. And other people will be like thinking, and I'm like, wow. I learned that a lot just by even learning how, like, what you're going through doesn't necessarily just like, oh, like, what are the end solutions to it, and just like, you know, just to know that some people are going through that too, I think that's such a strong powerful thing, just to be able to be relatable.
And we just want to make sure it's consistent as well, because I think consistency is huge, especially in any side project that you want to take part in.
Yeah.
So we don't want to just think too big, but also just gradually being consistently good with what we are doing currently.
I think we're just trying to focus as much as possible to create, maybe like not create, but more of like just sharing content that we think that other people will be helpful, and perhaps like the end goal for it, or like what the outcome could be, is something that's also something beyond our control a bit, right? The views that we had, like what are the interactions that we get. Obviously we want to have high views and high interactions, but at the same time we try not to like you know, base our success through that, right? We want it to be just like, you know, we did our best to share this, and whatever outcome that happens, then that happens. So yeah, that's kind of
what we do.
It's just been absolutely awesome to listen and hear about the journey that you guys have both been on.
Pleasure.
From starting from scratch and getting to where you are today. And so I'm sure that for so many of our listeners out there, that you guys really inspired them. And so I guess we were really wondering, what advice would you give people out there, millennials out there, who are either, say, looking to start their own podcast, or I guess in general, pursuing their own passion project after going through this whole experience and this whole journey? What advice do you guys have for other millennials out there who are looking to just start on this journey of their own?
Just do it. It's so cliche, but really, it's really just to start early and fail fast. Because I was guilty of it, where whenever you start, you know, a new idea, you get so excited, you start to research a lot of things, you know, and you get to this process where you just do a lot of research, but then you're not actually doing the practical work, because you're so scared of failure of judgment. Mm. Or like these two things was the first, was definitely the two things that we are scared of. What are our friends gonna say about this? You know, what's our family gonna say about this? You know, how are we gonna sound like in our audio? Oh my god, we sound terrible.
Like, we sound too similar.
Yeah. Oh my god. Listening to our own recording is always a nightmare.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Whoever that wants to listen to podcast, editing your own audio, that is one of the hardest things to do.
And you really just have to, I don't know, just break through that courage and just do it. Because no matter what, no matter how much preparation, all it takes is really to just start and fail fast. As cliche as it is, that's really the best advice I can give.
Wow. Okay. Nah. Okay. Cool. I was like, shit, I'm trying to think of things that. Okay. But for me, it's trust in your intuition. I think. Like, I think most of the good or like most of the things that can come out that's gonna be really beneficial to people is based on your intuition and your genuine self. Try not to like overthink in terms of like, oh, what will other people think? Same thing as him. But at the same time, try to go deep into what your strong intuitions and your beliefs are. Because that is something that's valuable. It's the hidden gem within you that other people can learn from. So as much as possible, to those people who want to make this kind of podcast or share content or anything, go deep first. Go deep within your intuition first and see what are some of those things that you think could really benefit to other people's. And yeah, actually, that's another thing too. Actually, like, think not just for yourself, think for others that's going to be beneficial for you, for these ones. And I think that helps a lot for my case also as like creating podcasts. Like sometimes you feel afraid to share certain things because it's something really personal. But I think again, like, this is a stories that maybe some other people can really benefit from. And I gain courage from that. I gain the courage to share some of my stories just because I know that this is going to help other people. And I'm not going to be just thinking about myself, like, how is people going to think about me and all that. I'm just going to be thinking about how other people are going to learn from this. Right? What's the worst that it can happen is people just don't learn anything from you. Then that's it. So, yeah, I think for me, it's try as much as possible to go deep into, like, what's your intention of creating all this? And then from there, you can also learn more about yourself and share that to other people, because I think that's the hidden gem that you have.
Wow.
So yeah.
and actually, just to touch on that, actually, you raise a very good point, which is that a lot of times we overthink, right? We overthink about what people are going to say. And I came across this, which is most of the time, nightmares happen more in imagination than in reality.
I agree.
So true. That's so true.
Right? And you're just conflicting everything in your mind. It's not as bad, you know, like, to think of it. Like, you know, we think we have, there's this thing called the spotlight effect, where we think that every single thing that we do, everyone's watching it. Whatever we post, people are going to judge it. People are going to comment and gossip about it. But like, hey man, don't worry. They have their lives and their own problems to solve. So don't worry about that, alright? You're not in the spotlight, and so just do it, and yeah.
You're not that important. The people will be like observing you.
Yeah, it's like observing and like judging every single tone that you did, you know, vocab mistake, pronunciation mistakes, you know, like, just do it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
You guys should many quotes during our discussion. And I know both of you guys read a lot of books as well. I guess to wrap up the chat today, do you guys have any personal, I guess, favorite book recommendations or podcast recommendations for our listeners?
Wow. I would recommend
many. No. Dilemma. Shit.
Which one to choose? Oh, this is hard to choose. One, hey. I gotta say, because I'm reading this one particular book that I highly recommend, and I've been sharing a lot on the platform as well, which is The Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's really about creating habits and removing bad habits. It sounds very generic the way I say it, and definitely doesn't do justice to its content. But you should definitely like give it a read, because how he phrased it and how he structured it is so easy to follow. and it makes practical sense that you can just do it like right at the moment you're reading it. So even just like, you know, making a habit of reading a book, and then you're reading a book about how to make a habit, like, wow. holy shit. But yeah, I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I was just searching actually for the author of this book, but I highly recommend, like, for anyone actually who asked me like what the one book that that you want to recommend, it's actually The Art of Happiness. And it's actually about this scientist, Howard Cutler, who's the author of this. And it's actually just interviewing Dalai Lama, the 14th Dalai Lama.
Wow.
And it, the book has been like already have like 20th year's anniversary and all that, has been so many versions out of it. But I think so many of these concepts, I mean, it's, I know Dalai Lama is mainly for Buddhism, but a lot of these concepts really is used for like so many of the things that we are struggling through. And the good thing about this is because it's written by a scientist, it kind of, some of the concept that we that they mention in the book is being backed sometimes by scientific research too, that he thinks of it and all that. And I actually lent my book to one of my friends, and yeah, like I think he might really benefit this from the book. And I think like months later, he actually kind of just like thanked me for like lending me the books. Like, he said that the book really helps him a lot in going, like having him to go through some phase of his lives. And yeah, so I really highly recommend that book. That, yeah, that's really good insight in that book. So yeah, highly recommend that. But yeah.
Well, thanks so much, guys, for joining us today. We're so grateful that we could sit down with you and really, I guess, listen to your stories and your experiences and your journey.
Yeah.
I think it's been super inspirational for both of us, and I guess I hope our listeners as well. And so,
yeah.
Do you guys have any last words for our listeners before we wrap it up?
No, man.
Last,
I mean,
quotes,
like,
comments.
Like, to be honest,
were we good hosts?
No. Like, to be honest, like the podcast that you guys are doing, like really, really, like highly support you guys on this, because definitely need more like for you guys to kind of share and make these initiatives. It's not easy. I mean, we've been through that.
Yeah.
But you guys are still doing it and all that. So yeah, really, really support this podcast and all that. But yeah, I think like the pleasure is on us, to be honest, to be in this podcast. Really.
Yeah, to be able to be a guest in your podcast.
Yeah, we really,
it's really a pleasure.
It's an honor.
Really a pleasure.
And thank you for having us. Yes, yes.
Oh, thanks guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you learned something new and enjoyed the episode as much as we did. While you're here, feel free to follow us on social media at our Instagram account, The Impact Project.
The Impact Project podcast and the persons involved may have positions in the companies mentioned. This is general advice only. Please speak to a financial professional to understand how they pertain to your individual situation.